Welcome back, WNST, Tulsa, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively up into a strange football period here where we're going to play games far apart. So, you know, I'm getting off the field a little bit, and I've spent a little bit of time downtown on Monday night. I know I alluded to it. I wasn't taking the backstage pictures with Kyle Hamilton's dad, but we were down at the Pendry celebrating the new arena, the CFG Bank Arena, and I happen to know some folks at CFG Bank and have through a period of time. But through this whole thing, the first conversation I had began with Mike Rosenfeld, my partner and CDO, Chief Digital Officer here at BaltimorePositive.com, and the Oakview people and selling suites and local people and opening an arena. And more than that, dude, my son asking me for Blink 182 tickets and me needing to rely on Leonard Raskin to get me tickets for the Springsteen show. Mike Rosenfeld joins us again from Web Connection. He's the outsourced chief digital officer. Try saying that. Do you say that three times in an elevator, Mike?
I do not, but I liked watching you struggle with it, but you pulled through. It's a good job.
Yeah, I pulled through. We did a whole song and dance on Austin and the possibilities of the arena. Anybody out there that knows Bill Cole from Cole Roofing, he and I did like a long, deeper dive on my Harlem Globetrotters memories and how sticky the floor used to be and how much I love the old building. But this is all part of, and even Dan Roderick's writing about this week, and I'm going to invite Dan, my life for pal after a crab cake sometime soon, to do this. But the renaissance of Baltimore might be like sort of happening. Top Golf, things are happening, right? Things are happening downtown. And I know you and I were down in Fells Point, and I told Bill this, and I'll leave you with this. I walked out into Fells Point at 9:30 on a Monday night and thought, now I know why people are impressed here, right? Like they walk out and they're like, this is a spot.
Yeah, it was. I did the same thing. So we talked about the fact that we missed each other at that event. We spent a couple hours together. I was with a buddy and we went actually across the street for some oysters. Before we drove home, we were being very responsible because we had a drink or two at that celebration.
Dude, my phone, I'm still looking for that text. Hey, we're having oysters over at the water. What? No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. No. It was a last minute decision. It's like, maybe we should wait this out, you know, for an hour, take an hour. So we were smart about it, but I had the same exact feeling. I was like, you know, walking out of the Pendry and onto the cobblestone street and Brick Street and seeing all the restaurants, and it was kind of mellow and quiet but just quaint, and I was like, yeah, this is good, this is Baltimore, and I felt good and comfortable about it.
Well, I walk past Bertha's and I feel like such a jerk. I've never had Bertha's mussels. I know that the family is ending their reign, I should say, should you and I go get some? I mean, seriously, like, I feel like a jerk. I need to go get mussels at Bertha's. People would go take away my Baltimore card, which they've tried to do many times, by the way.
I've been, so I would go back. I'd say I'd go back. I definitely thought about when I heard the news of going in and getting a t-shirt before they close, just to add to a classic t-shirt collection.
By the way, I finally had a Duda's crab cake. I had a Duda's crab cake at the end of my tour back in August.
Right. That so Duda's has a place. One of my closest friends, the first time we went out as couples, was down there. I never heard of it, and had just the best night. That was maybe 25 years ago.
I think I've been in every nook and cranny and felt. I mean, like, I'm not bragging on that, but I met women I moved in with at bars in Fells Point. I made lifelong friendships. I've sang in 20 of the bars down there. I remember getting locked out of the Horseshoe came in on the night of my 21st birthday, and I didn't go in for a decade because it pissed me off. Right. So yeah, like
I'm telling you, you know, I was telling someone my first beer was at Leadbetter's down there.
Rotos for me, by the way. Yeah. Rotos. Yep.
Now the drinking age was recently 21, and I was not even 18. So
I was not 18 when I went to Dionysos. Just, I promise
they just,
you that.
They just either let me in or whatever, but it was a memory. But that's the thing. My youngest son graduated college and moved to Austin, which is an awesome city. No one's going to argue that. Came back to Baltimore for what we thought was just a blip, but has decided to stay here at least for a year or two. And he's discovering these locally owned bar restaurants in the middle of townhomes in every neighborhood in this city. And I think we as a city just don't know what we have or don't appreciate what we have. Or there are people who, like me, had their first beer downtown, but for whatever reason are county people and don't go downtown. And I think we as a city need to retell our own story and motivate those people who are somewhat negative on the city to open up their eyes and give it a chance. I had an idea. I won't call it an epiphany, but what if everyone, I live in the county, you now live in the county, but to your credit, you live in the city for a long time.
Oh my God, I'm in the city three times this week. I was down at the Pit Beef Festival all day Saturday, and I got Chad Steele threw me out, or I would have been there all day Sunday. Like literally, right? I mean, if Chad Steele didn't do what he did, I would have spent all day Sunday there too, after spending Saturday there, after spending Monday night there. I mean, it boggles my mind. Like, there's no thought that I would move to the county and not spend three days a week in the city. It's just, I've been doing that my whole life. I did that when I lived in White Marsh.
Yeah. Well, this could be a dud. So I'm going to just off the top of my head call it the Great Baltimore City Challenge, where people like you and I, who understand what's going on in the city, look at our network of friends who are more down on the city or negative in the city.
I ain't going down here anymore.
That person. Okay. And say, you know what? I'll drive. You know, and I'm going to find us a spot in the city and just keep your mind open and let's go downtown and have a good evening.
And not bitch about everything.
As either friends or couples or whatever it is. And if everyone does, you know, takes that challenge and finds a person.
Dude, I'll meet you at Amici's. I'm there once a week anyway. Right. I'll meet you at Amici's.
Yeah,
it's not like I'm in there and they're like, what are you doing in the city? Right. They don't even realize. Well, they do. They all know that I don't walk over anymore. But, I'd love to come down there and have trouble parking to get to Amici's, which is not a problem right now. You know,
and the reason I say offer to drive is because there's a segment of people in my network that are afraid to drive in the city or have an exchange with a squeegee boy.
I can take you the non-squeegee boy route if that makes you feel better.
And after the evening is done, and we would have the responsibility of going somewhere where you're guaranteed, unless someone totally screws up, to have a good night. Just debrief and say, as you drop them home, did you have a good time in the city tonight? Was everything okay? Did you feel safe? Did you have any issues? And I believe there's a 98% chance that the answer is everything was good and went perfectly. And then maybe you ask them to pass that challenge forward.
Dude, I should take you to the Pit Beef Festival with me. I feel bad. I feel dirty for not taking you.
Well, I was in New York at a wedding and I kept hearing commercials for the, and I'm like,
the band was great. The weather, you know where it was? It was on the Port Covington out in front of City Garage. Right.
Yeah, I didn't know
what the hell they call that park there. They call it Port Covington, right? So you think it's more over by the cruise terminal where all the big rye? No. It's more like down where the seafood joint was, where the Hanover Street Bridge is. It's like I would call it the park next to the bridge, right? But it's beautiful. You look at Cherry Hill, and there's like a rowing thing across the way. But they have Adirondack chairs. It's completely flattened out. So it's a comfortable place to walk. You know, sometimes you walk through Patterson Park or a park and it's a little clumpy. This is more like a football field, not like a soccer pitch quite, but very, very comfortable for people to get around. Even people that maybe don't have the best mobility, right? But you park there, you walk in there, it's fresh air. I needed a hat because it was so sunny that I was like a little squinty, you know, but it was like a glorious day to be out in Baltimore. And I thought, why would I be in my basement in Timonium today when I could be here in Baltimore eating pit beef and drinking beer, listening to music?
I hear you. I mean, that's another thing. Before the Roni or the virus, as I call it, the Roni, I know that Al Hutchinson and his team went through a rebranding. And in my mind, I'm thinking about, like Charm City. And I know we're not going to get rid of Charm City, but we are, I mean, I don't know if it's unusual how many festivals we have in all the different neighborhoods that we have. I mean, there's just so many opportunities to get out and just you know, enjoy the city. So
are you around November 12th, by the way? I'm just asking straight up.
November 12th, I'm leaving the country that day.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's a big event. My friend Greg Nivens from Eat, Drink, Relax, or is it Drink, Eat, Relax? I get them confused because I do both. They're doing this special thing. It's called Whiskey, Wine, and Fire, and they're doing it over at Harbor Point. On this side over here, if you're looking at the video. So this is an evening event, 4 to 9, kind of swanky and upscale and nice. Whiskey, Wine, Fire. So for those of you who miss Pit Beef, and aren't going out of the country and sunning themselves. I may be sunning myself in Atlanta, but that's another story altogether. But get down to that because it's going to be a great event too. But again, there are great events, right? Like people are putting on things and believing in Baltimore like these arena people are, right? Dude, we had Hamilton down at the Hippo, like all week long. You and I could have gone to see Hamilton for $100.
Look, when outside parties are investing in our city, when there's a Topgolf and then there's going to be another music venue that's smaller than the arena for still really good acts that we've heard of, and you see cranes in the sky, funded
and Port Covington, I already mentioned, right? Literally, right? Yeah.
We have to understand, and this is the psychology of the Baltimorean, that we don't see in ourselves what other people see in us. And I think I mentioned the last time we spoke that when Bill Cole and I heard that the Oakview Group thought that Austin and Baltimore were the two must-get arenas, we looked at each other and we're like, Baltimore? And the question is, why is that our knee-jerk reaction? And to be honest with you, this wasn't a scientific sampling, but I came back from Austin, told a bunch of people about the arena, and all of their responses were the same as mine, Baltimore and Austin, like in the same sentence. So we have to look ourselves in the mirror and understand why it is that we feel half empty rather than half full. And we have to start embracing the positive, recognizing that there is a negative and that we have to address those things, but start to appreciate what we have. And once again, you know, half of me could say, you know, bring someone downtown who's a county person. You know, half of me is like, screw it. Let me just find the people who get it, who people understand.
Oh, that's me, dude. I don't want to be hanging out with you on a Friday night and the first bad thing that happens, a rat you see, or piece of trash you see, or pothole I hit, which I'm almost guaranteed to see one of those three, at any point. That's part of being in a city. I don't want to say it's part of the charm, but I miss walking through the city. You know what I mean? Like, I'm enjoying my time outside the city, but there's no part of it where I think I drove past Arsh's joint on the way to the Pit Beef thing, right? The big, whatever that big Alta, is that what it's called? And I thought, you know, I miss downtown. I miss walking to Fed Hill. I miss walking to over to Amici's. I miss going to Pier 6. And I mean, I went to a couple shows and drove down, but, and I don't mind driving in either, right? Like, so I get it both ways, but there is a part of me that people down on the city and stuff. And I'm like, what you just said, appreciation for what we have. I think if I was looking for a synonym for that and I put it in, it probably would say gratitude, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, and the only reason why I think it's worth the effort to get people to cross over from the county mindset of I'm not going to the city to having a great experience in the city is the more people we can get downtown, the more tax revenue, the more vibe, the more volume, the more stuff. You know, I mean, the greatest number of visitors to Baltimore City are people from the surrounding counties. I mean, they can just get in their car and go there on a Friday night, Saturday night, for an Oriole game and all that, for what's about to start in February, for a concert. And before the concert, I'm just thinking about this. I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, I'd love not to have to drive to DC to see the music that I want to see. Or oftentimes I would go to Philadelphia to see. It's going to be awesome for them to make a stop in Baltimore. And now I'm starting to think about where I'm going to go before the concert or where I would go after the concert and spend money in the city, which would help the city in general. So
I'm going down to the Science Center for the Halloween thing this weekend on Saturday night. I'm going alone. My wife's out of town. I'm going to dress up, do my Bowie thing or whatever. And like, there was a point for me that I thought, I wish I could just walk across the street like I used to, you know, that's going to be a little weird for me. And I did think like, could I crash on somebody's couch? Is there a place, you know, like that I could have a couple drinks if I wanted to. And it's not usually my nature to drink, especially not late, or just if I'm tired, you know, just want it just to wake up downtown again on a Sunday morning. I haven't done that. Nate, you're going to make me cry if I talk about this, right? Like literally, right? Like there is a point where like, I can't stay away. And now this arena is going to bring me back enough. Right. And the arena thing, and I'll let you go on this, but this was really something I hit with Bill that you and I didn't put our teeth into. And I talked to one of the executives there, Dan, he said, there's going to be 120 nights that they're planning. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. Just give me 80. If you give me more than 81, that's more than the Orioles, and the Orioles nights kind of stink because the band's no good.
Right.
Band's getting better now. Great. Yeah. That's good. But that's the reason we built Camden Yards, was to have the Beatles downtown 81 times a year. That was the whole idea. I was in on that. My tax dollars as a young man paid for that. So, dude, I got to let you roll. Mike Rosenfeld's my dude. He's my chief digital officer. Well, we're not done talking Baltimore Positive, you and I. You know that, right?
Sure.
Tell me what a chief digital officer does and what you do.
Sure, I appreciate it. So Web Connection, we're outsourced chief digital officers. If you own a small business, you're tired of seeing your competitors killing it online, coming up in searches on search engines, having great ratings on Google, but you have no idea how to do it. You have a marketing person who's doing the best they can, trying to post things to social media, but there is no plan, there is no vision. That's what we do. We do it for small to mid-sized businesses. We price our model so that it's affordable for most small to mid-sized businesses, but we try to equal the playing field so they can be as competitive as some of their larger competitors that have more money and more resources so that they can win as well. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to discuss that.
Mike Rosenfeld's my dude. You can find him out at Web Connection. He's on the front of BaltimorePositive.com as well. Very, very soon. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.